North Korea's foreign ministry has been fairly polite since peace talks started last year, but the U.S.-South Korean military exercises have revived its sharp tongue. In state media, the ministry targeted Seoul, saying a fool becomes a greater fool with age. It also called Seoul a shy dog, barking more wildly, in reference to the government's efforts to enhance its security. Seoul said they're in preparation for a handover of wartime command from the U.S. to South Korea. Pyongyang has also said it's completely justified in testing more missiles as long as Seoul holds the drills. President Trump even seemed to side with the North in a recent tweet criticizing the cost of the drills, which have been scaled back in consideration of talks with Kim Jong-un. Bruce Harrison, SABC News, Seoul.